4 weeks you'll rehearse and rehearse. 3 weeks and it couldn't be worse. 1 week will it ever be right? Then how the heck is that big first night? The overture is about to start. You cross your fingers and hold your heart. It's curtain time and away we go. And over, open us, and over, open up, and over, show.
Red McCormick was a typical teenager living in Chicago, doing what most kids his age were doing, going out, having fun, and dancing. When he and his mother moved to a smaller, more reserved town, Ren's kind of fun was looked upon as something almost sinful. Such is the plotline for the 1984 movie Footloose, later made into a Broadway musical in 1998. Good afternoon, I'm Lisa Mazzarella, and on this week's edition of WVIA's High School Musical Preview, the cast from Benton Area High School kicks off their Sunday shoes with selections from their spring musical, Footloose.
I could find a guy who'd make the first move.
If only I could find a guy who, when he went to kiss me goodnight, he'd take the toothpick out of his mouth.
If only I could find a guy.
Where have all the good men gone, and where are all the gods? Where's the streetwise Hercules to fight the rising odds?
It's the cast of Footloose on stage at Benton Area High School, March 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. The director and faculty advisor is Sarah Kay. Come on in and join the conversation. We've got a talented cast here, and we'll be hearing another musical number in just a few minutes. But Sarah, tell us a little bit about this production. What is Footloose about? How many kids are involved? And maybe you can introduce the cast members that you brought here today.
Yeah, definitely. Our group is from Benton, and we have a cast of about 40 people. We're doing Footloose this year, which is kind of the Broadway stage rendition of the classic movie that everyone knows. So it's a really fun show. We're having a really good time with it. Our students are choreographing the show for all the dances, which it's a really big dance-driven show. So it's a really big feat there, and they're doing an awesome job, and we're just really excited about it. Here today we have our lead, Ariel. That's her stage name. Her real name is Katrina Coppola. And we have Kirsten Baker, Annabelle Huntington, Kaylee Hannon, and Abigail Goble. And they're our group of girls that are Ariel's friends in the show. And we also have Benny Pasikinis. He is our Ren, our male lead. And that's the people we brought with us today, and you'll be hearing from Benny a little bit later.
Yeah, we'll get to Ben as Ren in a minute here, but first, tell us a little bit about the show. What happens? Where is it set? What's the kind of the story of the show?
It starts out in Chicago. It's a story of Ren moving from Chicago to small town USA, Beaumont, and he comes in from the city scene to Beaumont and is surprised to find that dancing is outlawed in Beaumont, and he comes through a process of finding more about himself and finding people that he really respects and gets to know, and helping the people along the way with him to discover more about themselves. And it comes kind of full circle to the culmination where everyone just comes together and finds, you know, common ground through the whole thing.
All right, let's talk to the girls at the school here a little bit. What's it like when Ben comes into the midst and starts stirring it up and gets a different taste of the school that you're at, and you start hearing about kind of his background? How does that grab you?
Well, we're kind of surprised that he knows so much about dancing, because in Beaumont we've never danced before. We don't know really what's going on. And in the show we find that he teaches us a lot more about ourselves and about how much fun we could have, and that dancing is not a bad thing.
What is the challenge for you as performers in this show? What are you trying to accomplish?
Well, we're mostly trying to accomplish that we want the law to be, like, not become a law anymore. I'm the rebel in the show, so we kind of have the same feeling of, like, oh, this law needs to be taken away and we should be able to dance again.
Tell us a little bit more about Ariel and how she kind of comes under Ren's influence here.
Well, she's really a rebel. Her dad's the preacher and all, and she doesn't, they don't see eye to eye on things, so she tries to go against him a lot. And with Ren coming in, he doesn't see eye to eye with him, and he thinks that, oh, my daughter should not have to put up with this hooligan who comes into Beaumont and tries to take over the whole town.
Now, ladies, as Wendy Jo and Rusty and Earlene and May, do you have, like, separate characters you're working on here? What's different about each of you? What are you trying to project here in your characters?
Well, they're all teenage girls, so they all have really different attitudes, and we all have really different personalities, and throughout the whole, all of our practices, we've been trying to figure out who they are, and, like, in costumes, we have to figure out who they are when they're singing. It's really fun.
Come on, you guys haven't said anything. Tell us
about
who you are.
Like, Rusty is more of the ditzy, like, she has a stupid boyfriend, but she's but she's sassy, and she won't let anybody tell her different. Earlene's kind of just out with when she says things. Wendy Jo eats everything, and May's kind of just quiet. So we all kind of figure out who we are.
Well, you introduced Ren, so let's bring him into the conversation here and hear a little bit about his character from his point of view. Here you walk into a school that's completely different to you. What's the challenge for your character?
Well, it seems like a different planet that I'm on, because from where I come from in Chicago, there's clubs, there's parties, there's dances about probably every night and every day. So I come to a little town, a little hick town, I guess you could call it, compared to Chicago, and they don't know dancing, really. They don't ever dance. There's a law against it, and this is just, I'm flabbergasted by it. And so it is very different. My life changes completely, but I don't want it to change so much that there's no more dancing. So I definitely push and push and push to try to get this town to get rid of the law and also to get all the high schoolers and all my friends able to dance and to try to, you know, a bigger crowd. I mean, they can't stop all of us, so I'm trying to get everybody. They can stop me, but they can't stop all of us. So that was the plan that coming into Beaumont. I wasn't happy about it, but I'm going to make the most of it, basically.
Tell us a little bit about this other song, Almost Paradise. What's going on between you and Ariel that leads to this song?
Well, in the beginning, I noticed Ariel right away. She sticks out from the crowd. I can tell that she's got the same type of personality as I do, as being more, as being a rebel, I guess you could say. And I definitely noticed that at first, and that attracts me to her. And I continue to try to talk to her and flirt with her. Meanwhile, she has this on and off boyfriend that gets in the way. But towards the end, towards the song, we flirt back and forth with each other. And it gets to a point where we really click. And we talk about our lives together and we have a lot in common. And our childhoods were close to being the same. She wants to move out of a town like this because she wants freedom like I want. And now I'm in a town that doesn't allow that. So we're both going for the same thing here. And once this song hits, we finally, like, figure out, wow, this is going to be paradise because we can do this. We're going to break this law, and we're going to dance, and we're going to be in love, and that's going to be our lives together.
Paradise.
members of the Benton Area High School production of Footloose, opening March 21st with additional performances March 22nd and 23rd. Students from Southern Columbia High School take fairy tales to a whole other level with their spring performance of Into the Woods, dealing with the complexities of Happily Ever After, as well as the dynamics of the music of Stephen Sondheim. The cast recently shared a few selections from the show in WVIA's Sordoni Theater.
In the past, when you were no more than a babe, your father brought his young wife and you to this cottage. They were a handsome couple, but not handsome neighbors. You see, your mother was with child, and she developed an unusual appetite. She took one look at my beautiful garden and told your father that what she wanted more than anything in the world was greens, greens, and nothing but greens. Parsley, peppers, cabbages, and celery, asparagus, and watercress, and fiddle ferns, and lettuce. He said, all right, but it wasn't quite, because I caught him in the autumn in my garden one night. He was robbing me, raiding me, rooting through my rutabaga, raiding my arugula, and ripping up the rampion, my champion, my favorite. I should have laid a spell on him right there. Could have turned him into stone, or a dog, or a chair, or a but I let him have the rampion, I lost to spare. In return, however, I said fair is fair. You can let me have the baby that your wife will bear, and we'll call it square.
He's a very smart prince. He's a prince who prepares, knowing this time I'd run from him. He spread pitch on the stairs. I was caught unawares, and I thought, well, he cares. This is more than just malice. Better stop and take stock while you're standing here stuck on the steps of the palace. Now it's he and not you who is stuck with the shoe in a stew in the goo. And you've learned something too, something you never knew. On the steps of the palace.
Not to delay or be misled. I should have heeded her advice, but he seemed so nice. And he showed me things, many beautiful things that I hadn't thought to explore. They were off my path, so I never had dared. I had been so careful, I never had cared. And he made me feel excited, well, excited and scared. But I know things now, many valuable things that I hadn't known before. Do not put your faith in a cape and a hood. They will not protect you the way that they should. And take extra care with strangers. Even flowers have their dangers. And though scary is exciting, nice is different than good. Now I know, don't be scared. Granny is right, just be prepared. Isn't it nice to know a lot? And a little bit not.
Once upon a time, there was a cast from Southern Columbia Area High School who decided to tackle Stephen Sondheim. We're talking about the cast from Into the Woods, and this is the spring musical that this extraordinary cast is going to be presenting in the coming weeks. I want to take a little bit of time, though, to talk with each of you, members of the ensemble. You can tell us your name and your character, and then we're going to talk a little bit about the complexities of Sondheim. We'll start right over here. What is your name, and who is your character?
Hi, my name is Anthony Rodriguez, and I play the baker.
I'm Jenna Goodekunst, and I play the baker's wife.
My name is Ann Snyder, and I play Little Red Riding Hood.
My name is Mackenzie Browse, and I play the witch.
My name is Alex Cove, and I play Cinderella. And I'm Brendan Cox, and I play Jack.
All right. So we have here a mixture of all of these Once Upon a Time and Happily Ever After stories meeting in the woods. And what usually happens with Stephen Sondheim, things get mixed up, messed up, mushed up, but yet it all comes out in the at the end. Starts off in the beginning pretty well organized, gets messed up in the middle, and then all of a sudden things happen in the end that are kind of surprising. Let's start with the baker and the baker's wife. Tell us a little bit about the importance of your character in Into the Woods.
Well, I know for my character that I have to, like, kind of round everybody up at times because it's very, like, snippets of it come out. Like, it could be I'm here for a few seconds, and then it switches to another character, another scene right away, and then it comes back to me, and it's a lot of, like, intermeshing.
The baker's wife, she's really a character that is very determined to get what she wants, and she will do anything to get that. And she sometimes has to persuade other people to see her way to be able to get her wish.
Let's move on to the witch. You're a good witch, very good. But you don't look like a witch, though, and you certainly don't act like a witch. But what comes out whenever you do this character? Because I see the fingers and the eyes and the voice all changing. And you're such a sweet young lady.
Thank you.
What happens when you turn into the witch?
The thing about acting that's really neat is you get to be something you're not. So I've always had a love of acting in this part. It's my senior year, so I'm really excited that I just get to really step out of my comfort zone and just be totally crazy and off the wall.
That's wonderful. So, how about you? Is this your senior year as well?
Yeah, I'm also a senior. The thing that I really like about Little Red Riding Hood is, as Mackenzie said, you get to step out of your comfort zone. I get to stay inside my comfort zone because I pretty much go around and do whatever I want, which is something that I do anyway, and I eat lots of cookies throughout the whole show, which I love to eat food, so it works out all together.
And you basically carry the theme, the Into the Woods, that keeps on going throughout.
Yeah, I pretty much bring it in for the very first song. I'm the first person that sings that little Into the Woods ditty, and then I bring it throughout the rest of the show and just kind of remind people where they are, I guess you could say.
And the wonderful little princess over there, you have an opportunity to shine and Into the Woods in your own way. How does this character reflect your character?
Well, I mean, Cinderella is such a, as you know, like a lot of people, she's the most well-known character sort of in this show. And a lot of people know her as kind of a lighthearted, sweethearted character. But in this show, she kind of matures a little bit. And she turns into more of a mother-type figure. And she kind of consoles everyone when things go wrong. So, I mean, I kind of think we're the same in a way, because I'm somewhat like that, but we have a lot of differences as well.
And you were beautifully cast, because there is an elegance about you, as there is an elegance about Cinderella. Even the way you're dressed, very, very sweet and demure, but there's an elegance about you. And Jack and the Beanstalk, where do you figure in this whole plot line?
Like all of them were saying, Jack is the perfect part for me. I am Jack, pretty much. I'm always running around stage. I'm trying to make people laugh throughout the show. But Jack is much younger than me. In the show, Jack would be much younger than I am. And he's still trying to learn all of his morals throughout the show. So there's a little bit of an adolescence to him. And, well, there's still an adolescence to me in this whole thing.
Let's talk with Letha Stone, who is in charge of casting and in charge of the musical performance of Into the Woods. What about the complexities of Sondheim? Were they able to pick that up pretty quickly?
The first time we read through it, they all looked at me like, oh my goodness, what did you pick? And then after that, they started getting into it, and it just snowballed into something really good. They just picked it up. This group here, for the most part, can all read music. And they just work very well together. So they worked at it, and I think it's going to be a wonderful show.
Tell us when it's going to be and where we can get the tickets.
It is going to be at Southern Columbia High School Auditorium, March 21st, 22nd at 7 o'clock, and Sunday the 23rd at 2 o'clock. They can go on the school website. It'll have it on the main page where they can get the tickets, or they can call the school, which is 570-356-2331, and they'll put them into my extension, and they can order the tickets.
Great. Are you up to another number? All right, let's do it. The cast from Into the Woods on WVIA.
There's a big, tall, terrible giant at the door. A big, tall, terrible lady giant sweeping the floor. And she gives you food and she gives you rest. And she draws you close to her giant breast. And you know things now that you never knew before. After the sky, there are giants in the sky. There are big, tall, terrible, awesome, scary, wonderful giants in the sky.
We've changed. We're strangers. I'm meeting you in the woods. Who minds what dangers? I know we'll get past the woods. And once we're past, let's hope the changes last. Beyond woods, beyond witches and slippers and hoods, just the two of us beyond lies. Safe at home with our beautiful prize. Just the few of us, it takes trust. It takes just a bit more and we're done. We want four, we had none, we got three. We need one, it takes two. Into the woods where nothing's clear, where witches, ghosts, and wolves appear. Into the woods and through the fear, you have to take the journey. Into the woods and down the dell, in vain perhaps, but who can tell?
Into the woods to lift the spell.
Into the woods to lose the longing.
Into the woods to have the child.
To wed the prince.
To get the money.
To save the house.
To kill the wolf.
To find the father.
To conquer the kingdom.
To have to wed, to get, to save, to kill, to keep, to go to the festival. Into the woods. Into the woods. Into the woods and out of the woods.
To be continued.
And happy ever after.
The cast of Southern Columbia High School's production Into the Woods, March 21st and 22nd at 7 p.m. and March 23rd at 2 p.m. I'm Lisa Mazzarella, inviting you to join us again as we celebrate our students in the spotlight in our next high school musical preview on WVIA-FM.